Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today is Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. We're in a series right now called God Is. We've been looking at who God is based on looking at some of the stories from the Old Testament for now, but just some stories in the Bible that tell us a little bit about God's character. This week we've talked about how God is holy, how God is perfect and good, and not like us in our brokenness. That's something we've looked at all week, and so now today is just an opportunity not to learn more about it, but rather just talk to God about it. That's what prayer is. If you've never prayed before and you're a little scared, don't worry. It's simply talking to God, and I'll guide you through it. What I'll do is I'll suggest some topics you can talk to God about using our structure, ACTS, fancy words, but adoration, confession, thanksgiving, supplication. I'll explain to you what each of those categories means. But just make sure we have a nice, well-rounded prayer. It isn't all just about asking for things. It isn't all just sad and mopey. So, we'll start, though, with some silence, so you can just kind of focus your thoughts on God before we speak to Him. Alright, well, we start our prayer with adoration, letting God know who He is to us, why we're bothering to talk to Him with our precious time. And in this case, it's pretty easy. This is all about God's holiness, which is a wonderful thing. And so let's pray to God about His holiness. Let's say, God, You are holy. You are different than us. You are more powerful than us. You are perfect and good, even when we are not. You inspire awe. We should be able to have nothing to do with You, and yet we can. So that's all pretty awe-inspiring, so let's talk to that God. Well, as we saw in one of the stories we looked at this week, there's no way for a human to stand in God's presence without being struck by our unholiness, because God is holy. And so let's confess and acknowledge before God our unholiness, our imperfection, the ways we are broken and sinful. Well, now in thanksgiving, let's thank God that His holiness isn't something that only sets Him apart from us, but rather it's also what drives His salvation of us, His desire to make us holy. Because He is holy and good, He doesn't just give up on us, He doesn't just retaliate against us, but rather He wants us to be in relationship with Him again. So let's thank God that He is holy. And now in supplication, we ask God for something. In this case, let's ask God to make us holy. If you have decided to follow Jesus already, then you're involved now in the process of sanctification, where God is working to make you holy through the power of His Holy Spirit. And so submit to Him, open up to Him, tell the Holy Spirit you want Him to transform you from the inside out, to look more and more like Christ, and it's more and more godly. If you haven't decided to follow Jesus before, then that prayer time now might be about you telling God that yes, you do want His Holy Spirit to come into your life, that you do want to follow Jesus to holiness because you acknowledge your own unholiness. Put that into your own words. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week as we've looked at God's holiness. I'll see you next week. In the meantime, take a day for rest on Saturday. And then Sunday is our day for community. We don't have a family room church service this Sunday, but the next Sunday we will. So hope to see you October 11th at our family room church service in Ajax. You can find more info at redeemerajax.ca. So I'll see you next Monday. Bye for now.